So I'll admit that there tends to be a common theme in my audios. Me being on top, me holding hands down, etc., etc. I think it's a control thing. I can't help but like being in control of situation. I blame my unresolved daddy issues. Actually, who am I kidding? They're unresolved family tree issues, but hey, that's one of the reasons I post here, so we should be grateful for those, right? I can't help it. I like it when a guy lets me take control. Maybe that's also why I like to pay for dates, because how they react tells me a lot about them. It's really just about not having a tantrum, though, honestly. So I guess my second confession is maybe I'm not the best at giving up control. It's probably a thing I need to work on, and that's likely commentary on my life as a whole. So as much as it could be nervously fun for you to teach me how to not be in control, I think I rather ease into it. I think I quite like the idea of us fighting for control. There's something fun about that pent-up energy and that intense desperation to come out on top. But of course, this is me, so there has to be some sort of preamble to this. It starts with drinks on a patio, conversation flowing, and me laughing too easily, and resting on your arm. Then the check comes, and you go to grab it, but my hand has slipped off your arm, and I'm holding it already as I dig into my purse. You look startled, guys usually do, and you begin to protest, but the suggestion of drinks came from me, so it makes sense that I pay. I can tell that you feel the need to argue it, but I also see that you're realizing there's no gain here for you. You can grab the bill from me, but I'll set the tone for the rest of the night, and that's not quite the tone we're looking for. So you let me pay, but I notice that as we leave, you take a step quicker so you can get to the door before me. And just like that, it started. It's the small race to the car to see who can grab the other's door first, the laughter to follow, because we both know how dumb this is. But neither of us are going to stop. When we get to my place, you motion for me to turn around so you can help me take off my jacket. You pull it off my shoulders and slide it down my arms, but when it gets to my wrists, you suddenly twist the fabric so my wrists are trapped and push me into the front door. With my body pushed up against the door, head twisted to the side, and your lips on my neck, I realize two things. That wearing a dress was a bad idea, as you pull the straps of my dress down and drag your teeth lightly against my shoulders. And that this in general was a really bad idea. I'm competitive. It's gonna make for a long night. Eventually, I remind you that this doesn't seem fair and you relent, unwrapping the jacket so I can have my hands free again. Hands that then grab your wrist and drag you to the bedroom, letting go briefly to let my dress hit the floor as I step out of it. I lay myself down in the bed, watching as you remove your shirt, your pants, your boxers, and then get on the bed above me. Arms on both sides as you hook a finger under my waistband and add my underwear to the pile of clothes. And you can tell that I'm already soaked for you, so you waste no time. Hovering over me as you slide the head of your cock into me. And here's the thing. I don't mind giving you the illusion of control. I have no problem with you thinking that you have it. I just don't plan on letting you think that for long. So while you think you're about to take your time to tease, I've wrapped my legs around your waist and do two things. Use my legs to pull you in closer and raise my hips to take you deeper. And holy fuck, do you feel good this way? You can place one hand on my collarbone, your thumb pressing slightly into my windpipe, but it won't stop me from meeting every thrust of yours. It's really fucking hard to not lose my train of thought here. But we have more to talk about. I'll admit that I love the feeling of your weight on top of me, but I love controlling the pace more. You wanted to take your time, but I'm far too focused on harder and deeper. I want to make sure I'm taking every inch of you without hesitation. Eventually, though, I take my hands and push on your chest, forcing you to lay beside me while I climb on top. I tell you to sit up, and I know that you don't really want to because it involves listening to you. But I also know that you love the feeling of my tits pressed up against your chest, so you begrudgingly do what I ask. I straddle you, sipping your cock back to where it belongs, and sink all the way down. Oh my god. I lean forward so my chest is against you and wrap my arms around your strollers so my fingers can run through your hair, gripping it slightly. And then you do to me exactly what I did to you. Meet every thrust of mine and more. It is so hard to not come utterly undone on your cock at that moment. I can basically feel my brain melting as I kiss you deeply. An attempt to ground myself. Oh my god. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Oh god, but not yet. I guess I still want one more thing. And thankfully you do too. You give me a moment to catch my breath, taking a second to put one of my nipple piercings in your mouth before telling me to get on my hands and knees. And I do. And you get behind me, but this time, you don't really let me catch my breath. And you bury yourself deep inside of me. It's no secret that I love this just as much as I love being on top. Oh, fuck. It would be so easy to let myself fall onto my elbows and let you just utterly rail me from behind. But I can't. Not yet. Instead, I tell you to stop moving. And you're caught off guard by that request, so you do. But then I start moving, so you resume, and I tell you again, don't move. So now you're behind me, not moving, and I'm doing all the work. I'm thrusting myself backwards onto your cock, moving so I'm almost letting you slip out of me. Before taking you back in completely. Oh god. And I can tell that this is killing you as much as I am enjoying it. I can feel your fingers dig into my hips while you're resisting every urge to move. And I don't care that there will be bruises there tomorrow. Because I already know that I'll be thinking about this tomorrow. Thankfully, you can't take it much longer. And I can tell because you really begin to take your hands in deep before you begin slamming into me. Oh, fuck. thank God, because I was not going to last a whole lot longer. I'm not gonna lie, my mind started melting so many descriptions ago. So I don't mind the idea of you taking over at this point. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh God, you feel so good. Oh fuck. Oh God, please. I'm gonna come. Oh God, please come with me. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Does this actually count as easing into it? I'm not entirely sure, I admit.